Okay. We've been going through the Surya Noah. And the Gemara jumps from one type of Yisra to another type of Yisra. Okay, we're going to do the Gemara of Eitam and Achai, which is very geshmaka piece. Just say, I want to. Yesterday, at the end of Shir, we touched on a different type of Yisra Hano, which the Gemara mentioned at the end, which was Takruvit Avodah Zarah. There's a type of Yisra Hano which came in Agav. And I mentioned to you that there's a Machlokes Rashba and Ritva, if it's a Dairaisa or not. The Yisra of Takruvit Avodah Zarah, something that was offered as a sacrifice to an Avodah Zarah, whether that's an Yisra Dairaisa or an Yisra Drabanan. I think the Rashba holds it's a Drabanan. And the Ritva holds it's a Dairaisa. And our Gemara really says the Pharisee that it's a Dairaisa, which is a bit of a problem in the Raj Bashit, that the Raj holds it to the Rabbanon, and our Gemara said, Eimel Kamayim and Mishpachim of Ne'avai Dezara, which the Gemara said it's in the Dairaisa. So the Teretz that, to understand the Rajba, is to be Mechalei between when you force something to an Avai Dezara. Let's say they take a jug of wine and they use it as takruvas avay dezara. So they actually physically pour it in front of the avay dezara. That to be mechalek, according to the Rashba, between the part that was actually poured and that which remains in the bottle. But even though the entire bottle was brought to the avay dezara, the Rashba will be meida mayim hanishpachim with the avay dezara. The part that was actually poured out is Dairaisa, that you can get away from it into the Pharisee Gemara. The fact that the whole bottle was designated to Takruvis, the rest of that bottle, which is also has a din Yisr, so that is the one the Rashba holds is only an Yisr Drabon. That's where the Rashba is Bechalik, between the two. This would be a chilek to explain the Rashba Shita, and I don't know if we'll get back to Takruvis of Hegazara or not. If we do, it has implications. A few Gishmaka stick of Tyre on this next Gemara. Gishmaka pieces of Tyre on everything, but here especially, let's learn the Gemara and we'll see. Hari Eva Menachai. Yichtiv Leisaychel and Nefeshim Abasa. So Tzech Leisaychel. So according to Chizkiyah Leisaychel means it's only as the Bachilo. According to Rabba Vol, Leisaychel means it's as the Bachilo. The fact the Gemara is Shvar Rabba Vol, Tanya, Rav Nosna, Aymer Minayin Shvar Yeshus Odom, Kosh Yayin Lenozi, Beber Menachai Lo Bnei Noya, how do you know you're not allowed to give a guy a piece of Beber Menachai, Talmud Leiva Lo Bnei Yibolei Sitei Mechshon, Suffice the Reis, that it's only a guy, because the guy is Mitzuvah in Beber Menachai, one of the seven Mitzvahs in Bnei Noya, that a guy is not allowed to eat Beber Menachai, Olo Kvavim Shari, but since you're allowed to feed your dogs, Eivim and Achai. So we see it's what the band are. So Shvera on Yababo, all that any time it says, Leisaychal, it's Oksabana, we see it's what the band are. And the Gemara, Shani Eivim and Achai, this is Shladam. You're right. Eivim and Achai, it's Oksabana. For a different reason, this is Shladam. And the Kshiv, Rachazak, Levot, the Yachel Adam, Ki Adam, Hu HaNefesh. It's Makish, the Isra Dam, to the Isra Nefesh. Nefesh is the language used for Eivim and Achai. So just like Dam is Mutar Ba'anah, the same thing, Nefesh, which is Eivim and Achai, is also Mutar Ba'anah. So that answers your Babo. Well, the Chizki of Amayil, the Chizki of Eivim and Achai, the Dam. What does Chizki do with the Hekish? We assume that Chizki is Ma'idah, that we have a Kabbalah to make a Hekish. He uses it for something else. So Amalach Damu, the Chizki of Eivim and Achai, it's a limud of dam from Eivim Menachai. Now, my Eivim Menachai Osir, Avdam Menachai Osir. That in the same ways that Eivim Menachai is Osir, Avdam Menachai is Osir. They said, Dam HaKoza Shenefesh Yaitzibai. The blood, Dam HaKoza, the blood that spritzes out by HaKoza, Shenefesh Yaitzibai, that the animal lives off that dam. That dam, Ninachai, is Osir, even though it's not from a dead animal, from a live animal, it's still Osir. Okay, first let me tell you Rabbi Chama. This is a beautiful Rav Elchanan. If you ever need a shtickle Torah to tell your shver, it's really a very geschmackly piece. Only the shver Rolandin. It's just a beautiful shtickle Torah on Lifnei Iver, and it's cholyistic. And it's, you know, it's 20 years from now, you forgot Kol Shah, just Rav Elchanan, if you remember. Beautiful Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan says it's on here, on the Gemara, he says it's very Bekitzer. Rav Moshe, in the Dibros Moshe on the Sefer Shabbos, has also a piece which is many pages long, which touches on the same side as this small Rav Elchanan. The main point of the Rav Elchanan is a Chakira. It's a chakir in the Isra of Lifnei Iver L'Sita Nesha. We know that you're not allowed to give a Isra to anybody, to a yid, and our Gemara says even to a guy. You're not allowed to give a yid something to eat which is not kosher. Because of Lifnei Iver. What is the lumdus of Lifnei Iver? Is it a Bein Adam L'Chavei Reidika Isra? Or is it a Bein Adam L'Mokim type of Isra? What's the issue of Lifnei Iver L'Sita Nesha? If you go to a Nazir and you give him a bottle of wine, you're doing an Aveira, Lifnei Iver. What is the longest? What's the problem in what you're doing? You could learn two ways. You could learn, it's another Machaveira. You're going over to a Yid, to someone else, and you're giving him something which to him, it poisons his neshama. Just like if you would give him something that would give him a bellyache, if he had a Lifnei Iver. Because you're Bein Adam L'Chaveira, you're giving him something which is detrimental to him. If I'm going to a person and giving a nazir yayin, or giving a frum yid bus in the veil and he's going to eat it. So it's Bein Adam L'Chaveira. It's a pagam in Bein Adam L'Chaveira. You're doing an avla to your friend. Or you could learn. No, Lifnei Iver L'Sita Nishal has nothing to do with that. Lifnei Iver L'Sita Nishal is. The Rebbeinu Shloim doesn't want any yid to eat neveima. He doesn't want any nazir to drink wine. He doesn't want any guy to eat eved benachah. It's the other lamakim. You are causing that an neveima is being done in the world. Something that's against the Ratzon Hashem is being done in the world. You're causing that a yid is eating neveima, or that a guy is eating eved benachah. It's a Bein Adam L'Mokim Dikavei. As a tremendous nafkamina would be, if somebody's idol was Neiver, you have to ask Mechila from the person you did it to. Is there enough to do tshuva on Yom Kippur? Bein Adam L'Mokim, you do tshuva and you're off the hook. Bein Adam L'Chaveira, you have to ask Mechila. This would be Mechila. There'll be a nafkamina between the two ways of learning. If it's Bein Adam L'Mokim and Bein Adam L'Chaveira. Maybe a second afkamina would be if you give, let's say you give a nazir wine, and he plans to drink it. You give him the wine to drink. And before he drinks it, something happens, and he doesn't drink it for some other reason. You know, lightning strikes, and it breaks the bottle of wine. You know. Something happens, and he doesn't drink it. Were you ever in aveira by giving it to him? Were you ever in aveira now? If you say that you gave him a bad eitzah, you gave him wine, you gave him a bad eitzah, you gave him a very bad eitzah, you gave him wine to drink. After all, Havera, you did something bad to him. If it's after another Lamakai, you tried to do an Havera, but you didn't do an Havera. It's just like if a Nazir himself would take a bottle of wine, plan to drink it, and something would happen, he doesn't drink it, so he wasn't either. So if you give him to drink, and it's been all Lamakai, there was no Havera done. You are neither. So the query is this an Aveira that's been Adam L'Chaveira been Adam L'Mokim? So, if you open up the Sefer Achinuch, which is the middle of the Michas Chinuch, right, the middle of the page of the Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Reis, the Chinuch said, Lashon is, this will listen to evil, I see the Mirshal. Shalai lite le'achenu b'nei Yisrael etzera. There's an avera of Lifnei Iver. You're not allowed to give another Jew a bad etzer. He asks you for directions. You can't give him the wrong directions. Yadon of Neiva. Lein kein le'achenu b'nei Yisrael Eitzera. That's what Neiva. So the Milchat Chinuch is matnia on this Chinuch. How could the Chinuch say with Neiva is only Achenu b'nei Yisrael, is only to another Jew? To Beferish a Gemara here of Sachim, this Gemara that Rabbi Nizara too, that Minay Shalai Yesh Yisadu Kas Yayla Nazir Ve'eva Menachay L'Bnei Nayah Talmud Lain Lus Ne'iver. Our Gemara says Beferish that Lus Ne'iver applies to Goyim as well. So he's right Shrer on the Chinuch. How could the Chinuch say that Lus Ne'iver only applies to Bnei Yisrael? Our Gemara says the Pharisee that was neighbor applied to a guy as well. That's the kasha. If a Rebbe Chanan, no, there are two dinim in with neighbor. There are two parts to with neighbor. One part is bein adam l'chaver, right? And one part is bein adam l'malkin. They're both true. It's a mitzvah that's comprised of two parts. One part is another machaber, right? You're not allowed to give another person an eitzer ra. And it's true, if you give another wine, you're giving him an eitzer ra. And there's a second part, which is another machaber, that you're causing an avera to be done in the world. Rabbi Chana suggests that both of them are included in listening even. Just. Rabbi Chana has a cloud that all the big other machaber are do not apply to Gaim. The Bachanah's rule that any big other Lachadere Dikidin doesn't apply to a Gaim. Say, Nam Lamakayim, that does apply to a Gaim. Which means that there are two parts of Lachadere. There's a part of Lachadere which is Beinon Lachadere, right? There's a part of Beinon Lamakayim. So, the Beinon Lachadere part of Lachadere that's giving an Eitzer Ra. That applies only to Bnei Yisrael. Like all, like Lashirta, like Signai, like Shirta, like Neva Tzak, Yisrael Tzakum is only a Drabah. Or killing a guy is not a Daraisa. The Bukhanan says. But Shirta doesn't apply to guy. So it comes out that Neiva has two parts to the mitzvah. You have two parts. One part is that you're giving a person an Eitzera, and the other part is that you're causing an avera to be done in the world. When you give Eivim and Achai to a Ben Nayak, why do you Eivim? You only Eivim the Ben Adma Makin here, not the Ben Adma Chavera here.
You know,
this is
Rabbi Yoha?
No.
No,
he doesn't say that. Doesn't go into it, it's a flash. So Dr. Bochanan, it comes out that you can have two parts, two types of lisneiver. There's a lisneiver where you give someone bad direction. Or you trip someone. You stick out your foot and you trip somebody. He's walking down the block. That is purely the another lachaveira. It's not veira. No one's eating it in the chan. So giving someone wrong direction or tripping them, that is purely the another lachaveira. Giving someone Eva Menachai to eat or Nevela to eat, that is Saiden of Machavera and Saiden of Lamachin. Understand? Because Benon Lamachin Avera is being done. Because Eva Menachai is being eaten. So the Chinuch is very good. What does the Chinuch say? To give a bad Eitzah to a person, nothing to do with treasure. Just give someone a bad Eitzah. That's what the Sinodam. That's not the only Achenu B'nei Yisrael. There's no Issa for a guy. All the Nama Chavera is Mitzvah that way. There's no Issa for a guy, for a Jew to give a guy an Eitzera. So that part of the Avera B'Seiva is purely Bein Adam L'Chavera, right? And being that it's purely Bein Adam L'Chavera, it applies only to Jews. The Chinuch is right. Giving Eva min Achai ben Noyach, that's also Ben Adam Mamakim. You're causing a Ben Noyach to eat something he's not allowed to eat. Giving Eva min Achai to a Ben Noyach, that's Ben Adam Mamakim, and that does apply to Gaim. So the Chinuch is beautiful.
And if you look at his lashon, it's very nice. When he talked about giving this somewhat bad advice, he says, "Achim b'nei Yisrael." And later, when he says that this a second part of l'chnei yiver, and that is giving someone something they're not allowed to eat, he doesn't say b'nei Yisrael. That applies to everybody, because that's bein adam l'makim. And the bein adam l'makim half of l'chnei yiver applies to goyim too, because you're causing a goy to eat eivim v'nachai. That's something that's connected to the Rabbi Nishalayim. That's also even by a God.
Why is it even bad to go on my foot for us anyway?
So there could be other reasons not to give a bad answer to a God. There is something called mental kind, which means it's that guideline, and I'm not advising anybody to stop because it's their direction to a God. But you're not even, it's their answer. Just like when Sir Sof doesn't apply to God. So you need to have a God and so God. Which is a separate, interesting discussion. But it's not for now. So now we're talking about l'chnei yiver. L'chnei yiver, the rule is that l'chnei yiver has two parts. One part that's been on l'chaveirei, and one part that's been on l'amakim. The been on l'chaveirei part is only Jew, which includes tripping him, giving him bad answer. And the been on l'amakim part, giving Eivim and Achai to a ben naya, that applies even to a ben nayach, even to a god. That's a bochanan's cloud. Now, if we use a bochanan's cloud, we can answer another question. Let me ask you a shayla. Let's say you have something that's asur midrabanan. Let's say you have, what's an example of an asur midrabanan? Let's say you have a guy's wine. You go and buy a bottle of a guy's wine. This is midrabanan. If you take, you know what, I have an example. Once happened. I was at a parents of a bungalow, Swan Lake. And we had somebody bought, it's on a road, somebody bought a bungalow to get Kiddush. You know, so it wasn't the first week, the second or third week, you have to dive in to get Kiddush. We invited everyone. We also invited the postmaster of Swan Lake. No, after the question of a person. Postmaster, and I became friendly with him, so he invited him to the Kiddush. And his postmaster is a prior year. But he drove to the Kiddush. Right. So I was sitting at the Kiddush with some friends, and the host, he told the postmaster, "Why don't you bring your wife?" I said, "My wife didn't want to come." He said, "You know what?" He made a package for him, you know, some kugel or some shawl and things on it. He said, "Here, take it home to your wife." So my friend sitting next to me said, "Is he allowed to do that? Is he allowed to do it?" That's what they either. He's getting this yid an iser to Rabbanan. What iser he's giving him? He's going to carry him. Carrying his own leg. Look who we are. We're going to Rabbanan. You know, it's, I don't know, it's just 600 people. So maybe that's 100,000 people. So I told him that it's better that the yid should carry the kugel himself to the postmaster's wife, but then he's only able to Rabbanan. But if he gives it to the postmaster to bring to the postmaster's wife, he's able to Rabbanan. Why? Because Tosfos says, and if I deserve, I'll take him at Allen, that if you give an Issa Rabbanan to a yid, you're over on the Issa Rabbanan of what's in there. You don't get carried, but if you took it away from him, you couldn't do it. Because l'chnei yiver applies even to prior yid. If you give a prior yid something, if he could have gotten it himself, if he knows he's doing an aveira, but if it's your thing and you're giving it to him to do the aveira with, then you have to l'chnei yiver. Even if he's a prior yid, he doesn't care about mitzvah. Do l'chnei yiver. So Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says that if you give an issa d'rabbanan to a year to do, you have the derice of l'chnei yiver. That's why I told him. If the yid himself would carry the kugel, the other derabanan. If you give it to him, you have the derice. You know, I carry it from the house to the car, from the car to the street, to the house. Cars is just a yachin, but you have to get to the car.
Why is the only derabanan?
What? If he does it himself, it's a drabbanan. If he carries it, he's carrying from his house to the postmaster's house. It's a drabbanan. It's not a thievery, it's himself. Would you even say that to who? If he doesn't, you give it to someone else. Who?
Oh, there's not
the wife is not angry. She's sitting at home and she's eating cocoa. What? What? One second. Wait, wait, be patient. The kasha is, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't why I sent an invitation either, but you know, that's a separate issue. Now, the issue is, what's the far of Tosis? Tosis is generally considered a pass. How could it be that you're either, this is a raisa, if you give a benayach, if you give a Jew, and this is rabbi? That really makes no sense. No, it doesn't mean like Sasha. Like Sasha is always there. Everything I've always like Sasha. He said, you have the right to listen to either. He said, the right to take a listen to either. Now, how could that be? When my sure Bagel came down from Har Sinai and he gave you the Torah, you were allowed to carry the small light. So giving someone something to carry the small light is only in the third job, is not in listen to either. The Rabbanan later made it into Rabbanan. How could that become a deraisa? No, it's like Sasha. The saucer, that's all about the direct of my saucer. We don't demand that every drop on it is the direct of my saucer. My saucer is the way that the assertion takes doesn't mean my saucer, because then it's not a finish of taste, so it's either. Every drop on it. Taste says that you're either the right of listening either if you give a year this to drop on it. You take a bottle of wine, Stam Yeinu, which is this to drop on it, and you give it to a year. You either do right to Dikkel or say either. I think it's Rosh and Hashem on a Drabbana Dikkel level. You know, the right to Dikkel level. How could a Drabbana become a day right? Giving him? Oh, so the answer is based on Rabbi Chana. We could say very Gishmak of Shemit. It's Taka true. That in the Bein Adam Lamakim part of Lisneiver, the Bein Adam Lamakim chaluk of Lisneiver, and this is Rabbanan can't become this is Eretz. If you're giving him something to carry, of the Bein Adam Lamakim Dikadin, you're right. If you give him a Rabbanan, it can't become a Eretz. There is no Eretz. It's Taka Pella. How could you say that if you give someone Stam Yainam, if you give someone Stam wine? And he drinks it, that Aveira uses that right. You may be Aveira be done. It's only Drabbanan. But it's either as a Benadu Machaveira gets a part. And Lamaisa, when you give a yid, and this is Drabbanan to do, you're giving him a bit Eser. As Benadu Machaveira, you're being over a Benadu Machaveira. You give him spoiled food to eat. That's an Esera. You'd be over an Esera. You give him some spoils, you give him a belly ache. The Yaver and Abe were a Deraisa. Abe Mama Chavere was the Eden. So if you give him something which the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to eat, it's also an Eitzara. So after the Bein Adam Lamakim half of Lishnei Yiver, after the Bein Adam Lamakim part of Lishnei Yiver, it's Takem. It doesn't apply by this to the Rabbanan. But after the Bein Adam Lamakim part of Lishnei Yiver, that should apply even if the food is also in the Drabbanan, even if he's carrying, which is in the Drabbanan. Lemaisi giving him an Eitzara. So it's a Ben Al-Khaveri part, what? Because Ben Al-Mu'akim to be Deraisa has to be this Deraisa. To be a Ben Al-Mu'akim Deraisa, it's got to be a Deraisa mamish. To be a Ben Al-Mu'akim, it just has to be an Eitzara. It doesn't have to be an Deraisa. What? Any of the Drabbanan can't be a deraisa of Bein Adam Lamakim. The Drabbanan Bein Adam Lamakim. That's what Nachum was saying. If you say every Drabbanan is a deraisa, then you don't need Tosis. Tosis is saying that if you hold every Drabbanan is not a deraisa, but the Lishnei Yiver is different. You have to. Well, the question is, do we have to stop someone anyway?
Well, who said that the term was the Chayim to stop him?
Then the Chavera, why should you have to stop someone also? The Chayim didn't say it.
Who said he wants to stop him? The only place is why he's taking this show. He doesn't say stop it. Well, you learn that in Parashat Hashiach. Because the Torah requires, it's only a law. The Torah doesn't require an action. The Torah only requires someone not to an action. You can't learn from a law, but you don't understand. It might be true that it's a law for Isha, but it's not from Leah. Comes out,
because you tell the Yishmael and have a black boy. Let's see. Comes out very nice. You have to be another mamakim. That you're a bit on the head. Right, there are two parts to it. And the pilot two not to me, right? By Ben Nayak, which part applies to Ben Nayak? Which is Agamara. And that thing is Achaveira. That's why the Shema says that you're giving an Ezra to a Ben Nayak, there's no Ezra. Okay? With something that is in the Rabbanan. Something's in the Siddur Rabbanan. The text says, Yair Ramos David Elisha. Which said I say Yair? So you have two Nachkaminis. Each one, the Nayak, you have this and not that. By Rabbanan, you have this and not that. Something comes out very beautiful. There's a take on this. You allowed to teach a guy Torah? Besides Shemesh Zayah. Outside Shemesh Zayah, you're not allowed to teach a guy Torah. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, we learn out of a pasuk. Mishpatim by Yadom. Says it says in the pasuk, Mishpatim by Yadom. What? Maybe we both something there. There are another big this pasuk, Mishpatim by Yadom. It sounds familiar. It's in Davening, in the Halukas, right? The Chazan says it, so you hear it. Mishpatim by Yadom means Mishpatim by Yadom. On Mishpatim, we don't teach the Gaya. That's what the Gemara says. So, there's a Kasha on that Gemara, which a number of Achrayim may have said, Turi Evin is one. I think it's really based on a Taisis. The Kasha is, a guy is not allowed in Torah. Nachri shalom at Torah chayimis. The guy is not allowed in Torah. Unless he's going to be the guy. But generally, a guy is not allowed in Torah. Outside of the Shevardim. So the kasha is, why do I need a pasuk mishpatim by Yadom to teach me that I'm not allowed to teach a guy Torah? Typically, that it's supposed to be there. A guy is not allowed in Torah. If a guy is not allowed in Torah, so you have a Seder to teach a guy Torah. Because the guy's not allowed to learn that the Gemara says elsewhere. Nachri Shalom at a Chayimi, he said two Gemara. One says Nachri's not allowed to learn, and one says he's not allowed to teach him. So, being that there's already an independent din, the Nachri Shalom at a Chayimi, says the Gemara elsewhere. So it should follow that if you teach a guy Torah, you have a Seder. Closer to the Evans cash. So why do I need Mishpatim by Yadom for? Why do I need that master Mishpatim by Yadom? It's a direct film, it's an evil institution. You're giving a guy something he's not allowed to do. Right. Good cash. So I think you're going to have a fun and it'll be the answer. Because the Rambam says the itza for a guy to learn Torah is a drop on it. No one in Shevim is just an Enayah. So it didn't drop on that a guy can't learn Torah. Okay, let me ask you a question. By an Issa Darabbanon, is there anything wrong with giving an Issa Darabbanon to a Ben Nayach? Are you able to say that? If you give an Issa Darabbanon to a Ben Nayach, are you able to say that?
Okay, giving a ben noyach, and this is Rabbanon, is not an issa mamanasha. Out the ben adam lachaveiro part, you have the first exclusion. He's a ben noyach, he's not included. Out the fact that it's ben adam lamokai, but that ben adam lamokai doesn't apply to this is Rabbanon. So when you're giving a ben noyach and this is Rabbanon, neither here of Lusayiva should apply. Because the Bilal HaChavayrei doesn't apply to Bnei Nayach ever, as the Chinuch says. So I think you have Bnei Nayach Ramakai. Bnei Nayach Ramakai doesn't make sense, and this is Rabbana should be Bnei Nayach Ramakai and Lusayiva either. So it comes out very geschmack that there's no Lusayiva teaching a guy Tyra, or giving a guy any Yisrael Rabbana. Any Yisrael Rabbana to give to a guy would not be Lusayiva. Because it's excluded by one of the two explosions. What? No, it's a master. It's a master on a special deal. It's also a Rabbanan. Yeah. Yeah, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It doesn't even mean so. There is such a statement, I think, that says that. There is a Gaila, there may be a Raisa, but the Rambam says the Perish is the Rabbam. I looked this up in the Rambam. The Rambam says it's only the Rabbam is the Gaila. So come that very geschmack. I'll come find you already. So the Gemara is spoken by Yadav, which is, I believe, in Chagiga. Gimel, maybe. So basically, you have three stickles there in the Rav Chanan. One is Rav Chanan itself about Ben Nayach, which goes on our Gemara. The second is that you could use Rav Chanan to explain how you turn on Rav Gemara. And the third thing is, Ben Nayach Tayra, what basically happens is the teacher Ben Nayach Tayra is Ovid on Lamachim, because it's a Rav Chanan, and is Ovid on Lachaveira, because he's a Ben Nayach. So it's answer the Kasha that there's no. That is very geschmack.
What?
The teacher got tired of the Rabban. Why the Galus? They never asked for the teacher. I don't know how you could become a Gael. But look at the Gael. How come with the course? The Rabban, they didn't ask for somebody else to become a Gael. Okay, so this is Rav Chanan Shtickel on the Sneiver. It says just a little piece of this in Rav Chanan. And Yisayid is a very big Yisayid. It happens to be, people ask me if my Sirsach applies to Gayim. Is this their active for Gayim? The only Beferish of Maramachim I know is this Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan is saying a cloud that all Bein Adam Lachaveirei Lavin don't apply to Bnei Nayach. Well, that's really what he's saying. It's just a cloud. I don't know any spirit to it, but if someone asks me, how do I know that this doesn't apply to Gaim? This is the only man I'm often I have. I mean, you can look at Shulchan Aruch, it says also that there's no other system like that. There's a reason. Gezel Akum, according to the Machlokes in the Gemara, those who hold Gezel Akum as their right, so they don't have a special Rebbe in Hashem Bahar. And those who hold Rabbanah, they don't hold it a Rebbe. They hold Gezel Akum as their Rabbanah. So the Machlokes is Gezel Akum as their right to Rabbanah. But even though those are nice, they have a reboot. Okay, it works out very well. Why do you need a reboot for it? Because that, it wouldn't be awesome. Because it's a bit of a chavera. That's why I need a separate reboot. Yeah. Yeah, that's a rule that we have to know, that if they're either. Even if he's an avarion, if he's doing it purposely, even though the parish is either a blind man, but means Misha who either of it over there. He doesn't know. He thinks that it could act to eat his traitors. Even a person who's deliberately being out of Avera, he's still a Sneiva. Even that Avera, even though he does it all day. You're giving him one more cup of your wine, that he's going to have one more cup of wine, even not here. What? Well, if they don't know, you certainly understand. Right. You're causing that to be done.
But even a chaveira, he's ignorant. A person smokes all day. They got a cigarette. You give him a cigarette, so that's assuming he's not a smoke, they're giving him a cigarette, it's okay either. He smokes all day, he does it purposely. He's either, he's a fool. A person can be blind because he doesn't see, or a person could be blind because he doesn't have sight. Yeah. Okay, so this is the first Nakuda for the day, but there's another Geshmak. This Taisus here is a very Geshmak Taisus. David Rachai Rabbein Naya. All Taisus are not Geshmak. But this one is easier to see. There's more in Arabic that says you're not supposed to say this Gemara is Geshmak. Because you're implying the other ones are not. All the Sfarim always write that this is Geshmak. So you mean this is easy to see. But let's see, a very, very interesting Taisus. You have a lot to talk about. What time does he have? Okay. Who's Eben Nachai giving this tonight? Taisus says it doesn't mean that you're donating your Eben Nachai to the guy. It certainly is. But it means it's the guy's Eben Nachai, but he can't reach it. It's on the other side of the river, he can't come across, and he has Eben Nachai. He says, please go to him. So kiva de beiva ben achai shel nachri ma'i. We could dumber parakam and sef the sefai bizarra. Like the Gemara says there, masho et matmiya, there's no such Gemara there. The kasha on Taisus where you saw it in the sef the sefai bizarra. But anyway, mi de tani la yoshi for like tani la yoshi. In chain, hechi dayif to show you ba'anoa. Ilav, how do you know it's with the ba'anoa? Ilav with neiva. That's good if I give my thing to a guy. It's with Naiva. And I'm having Anah. How am I having Anah? He said, Shaleach Adam Yelech Renachri, if I send a guy a gift. Then he's indebted to me. So then it's a Anah. I understand. If you give a guy a gift, it's a Anah. But if you just pick something up and hand it to him and it's his, what Anah does the Jew have? What would you say? Does the person have Anah? Somebody asks you for a favor, pick something up and give it to him. You have Anah? You don't have Anah. What hanor is there? To give a guy his own food? What's the hanor? So that's Taisus Harris. The Taisus answers, even the Biskar Haya Asala Hashim. The Asala is Staker of Yisuriya. Now right away, Taisus is saying one finish. Biskar Asala Hashim. The Asala is Staker of Yisuriya. That means, if somebody is in the Basa Bechama business, you're not allowed to work for him. You can't be a if you work for a car service, you're making deliveries. They ask you to deliver Yisuri Anah. They ask you to make a delivery of a statue to another, to a church. So that would be awesome. First edition. Awesome is Zakeh of Abay Dezara means not only you can't have Anah directly from the Abay Dezara, or from any Yisuri Anah, but even indirectly. Even indirectly, you're not allowed to have Anah to be paid for delivering Yisuri Anah. That's the first Chiddush of Taisus. Taisus is more than that. Again, even the B'schar HaYahatullah HaShit HaSpot Taka Yisuri Anah. Abba Gav Didiya B'schar HaMotar, even though we already learned that the money doesn't become us, because the Mashtari Pasta Vaisal Tazavai Dezaya, the Kamak, it must work at Chilah. Certainly not allowed in the first place to make money from Yisuri Anah. U'bechinam Nabi Yasser. The Masha Mazik Laya Akum Taiva Chasha Kimistaka. The guy is doing you a Taiva Chasha Kimistaka. That's considered Mistaka. So Taisa Sufidush. Not allowed to make money on Yisuri Anah. And you're not allowed even to do a favor with Yisuri Anah. A guy tells you, or a Yid tells you, do me a favor, pick up my Arla, my Abay Dezara, and hand it to me. You know how to do that. Because that itself is also considered that you're somehow deriving a benefit, he's grateful to you. And you're deriving, you know, how grateful is he? You pick it up and give it to him. And that's enough that to answer is Surehano. That's the Chiddush of Taisus. So there's a Kasha from Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Sefer both there. How is a person allowed to be paid for doing a levaya, or driving a hearse, or by reading a mace. Also mistaker visurayana, a group of a mace is asavana. We learned that already. We learn how to mace sham sham from Egla Rufa, is a shava, and just like it's usher to have enough in Egla Rufa, not enough of a mace. A group of mace is asavana. So what? It's a very big mitzvah to bury a mace, but don't get paid for it. Burying the mace is a big mitzvah, and driving the hearse is a big mitzvah. But to get paid for it,
you can do three reasons.
What? Which I know. Maybe you do it for free. I suppose that the the mace can be grateful for it. It's there. The relatives of the mace. The relatives. It's a good passion, same passion. It's true. But what about the fact that the relatives of the mace are going to be grateful to you? They're certainly grateful that. People come and they help with carrying the mace.
You don't have enough in the mace.
Really, you're right. It's the same kasha. What? You are. If a guy says, pick up my Eva Menachai and hand it to me. I pick the Menachai and I give it to him. Am I having enough in Eva Menachai? Only in the rest. Now, he'll be grateful that I gave it to him. So a mace, if I help them with burying the mace, they'll be grateful I helped them bury the mace. It should be the same problem. What?
Maybe
the
six thousand
dollars.
That
what? Yeah.
What? Maybe
they're paying for
the
little price.
And once
you get paid already, they won't be grateful for that. So what happens to that? And so you're not going for free then. This is the kasha that they ask. So there's a beautiful terrace. Also, it's such a nice site. I saw it in the Me'adim Ezmanim, Chelek Yimel, to the Reish Aleph. Such a beautiful site to answer the Kivegas Kasha. And again, it's a nice site, it would answer other things. His site is that there are two types of Yisuri Hanar, two categories of Yisuri Hanar. One category of Yisuri Hanar are things the Torah asers machmas kreyusan, because they're inferior. Not kreyusan, because they're inferior. Like Arla, and Yivasavacholav, and Kalei Akerem, and Avodah Zarah. These things the Torah considers a Teyeva. The Torah considers it a Teyeva, and the Meila, something that's a Teyeva. The Torah wants you to be distant from it, you shouldn't have enough. That's one type of Isser HaNoth. Something that's a Teyeva, that's disgusting. There's another type of Isser HaNoth. And that is something which is so kadosh that you can't have hanor. A kachim. Kachim. A carving. You're not allowed to have hanor. It's also about hanor. Kachim kachim, even kachim kalim. They're also about hanor. First of all, I take a behemoth of kachim and go horseback riding on it, or cowback riding on it, whatever. You're not allowed to have hanor from a behemoth of kachim. Why? Is that because it's a teyeva? No. That's because machmas malasan, because it's a big ma'ilah. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you have a friend who's eating a basa shlomit. He says, please pass the meat. Are you allowed to pass the basa shlomit to him? I think everybody would assume it's shlomit. Well, one minute, it's yisurei hanah. Taisa says you're not allowed to pass yisurei hanah to someone. You're having a noise, grateful to you, you're passing it to him. Is that going to be Aser? No. That, this type of Iser that Taisus is talking about, that you're being the top of, that Iser is by things machmas kreyusam, things that are inferior. So the Rabbi Hashem wants you to be machik from it. So even a Hanah, which is Gairim, is also Aser. A Sha'inkin, something which is Aser Ba'anah, machmas ma'alasan, because we have respect for it, we have Kedusha for it. We see it as holy. Such a thing, there's no. Torah doesn't want you to be machik from it. Torah just doesn't want you to use it. But this chiddush of Taisus, that isurei hanah also, even when it causes you indirectly hanah, that does not apply to things that are also banah machmas ma'alasan, because they have a ma'ila. It only applies to things that are also banah machmas kreyusam. If it's goyim of a benefit. By kachim, that's fine. By orva, it's not fine. What?
As
long as you're not pregnant in its covet. As long as you don't detract from its covet. A mace also, the Yisra'ah of a mace is machmas ma'alasa. Because we respect the goof of a mace. Not because a mace is disgusting, you can have another. It's because we respect the mace. So the Yisra'ah of a mace, the mace itself is also about enough. For it to cause, indirectly cause anah, that we don't assume the Torah answers. Because machmas ma'alasa, that's a different gender. This anah is when you detract from the ma'al of it. Not when you're into the ma'al. By coincidence, I learned this, it answers, I'm up to a Navi, Perikid Beis of, it's like about no. How can you pay somebody to repair the Beis HaMikdash? The place that says, you're going to be a car service and you're driving your Surya Adar, you can get paid. So how can you get paid for repairing the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is beautiful. The Beis HaMikdash is Machmas Ma'alah, sorry. And avoid you not detracting from the Kaddish. There's no way to have anah if you're not detracting from the Kaddish.
You're not detracting from
the Kaddish? No. Not detracting from the Kaddish. But then I said, tell your mace. What? No, you can't get paid to burn armor. Because that place is finished. It's car or your awesome or you can't pay someone to hand the armor to someone. Even the person wants to burn the armor. This is a question. How is it mutter? Is it a pagam in the kavod that the kavod doesn't bury that others bury? You usually consider the kavod. It says that Beis HaMikdash, it's kavod. The kavod, the Gemara asks, how come different people do different parts of the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? Why didn't they do one gairul and they got one gairul? They're all 13. The Gemara says, no, it's for Raivan Hadassah. More people that are involved. It's a bigger hindrance. It's an amazing. It's a bigger covenant. One person should marry the maid. It's a covenant. Many people are interested. Many people are interested. It's a covenant. It's somebody's job, and that's what they're paying for. So. This is how he answers the kasha. It answers the precise kasha. The precise, in top part, yes, the Gemara says a kedushin that if you're mekadesh a woman, with kutch and kallah. You have the meat of a shlomim. Meat of a shlomim, any good thing. You go over to a lady, and you give her, and you say, hurry up, Mekudesh, please, with this meat of kutch and kallah. So the Gemara says that it's Mekudesh, with a Yeshi Aglibi. Yeshi Aglibi holds that it's Mom and Bailam, that it belongs to you, because it all belongs to you. And if so, the Gemara says, the Kedushin, that it's a good meat. The Kedushin asks, woman. We just learned that if you give kedushin with chametz, it's not a good kedushin. And one of the explanations we had is you can't own Yisra'ah anah. Something that's asa ba'anah, it's not shy of bailus on. You can't own Yisra'ah anah. So the Kedush asks, kutch and kallah are also Yisra'ah anah. You're not allowed to have just any anah you want. You can only do the tzfasai. So it says, actually, the Mekadesh for Kutch and Kalim, it's Yisra'ah anah. So it should be awesome. So the Me'ad of Ismanim wants to answer this with the same rule. That having anah from somebody else to Tayyaiva is Yisra'ah anah. Any type of anah. The Mekadesh and Isha is something that's also banah, machas ma'allah sa'i. That's considered yours. You have Bible songs. That doesn't take away Bible. Hey, there's a Bible somebody that's so disgusting that Torah doesn't want anybody to have any shaykh to. But somebody the Torah said you have to respect and therefore you can have an offer. So that's still shaykh to have Bible songs. This is that with this cloud here. So it's a very, very geschmack of cloud. And let's say two beautiful clouds. Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shneida, and that's for a London. I think the second one worked even if someone's not such a big London. It's a nice rule. nice rule that there are two types of Yisrei Anam. Yisrei Anam Achas Malasan and Yisrei Anam Achas Rei Yisrei. We still have a small piece of Taishvist, also an important part. No, we'll do the second half. Let me just mention to you one more kasha. On the first half of Taishvist, we'll do the second half tomorrow. It's a Sheshmai part of Taishvist. Not too many Sheshmais I'm stopping. But Shmaisa Alef Parateish, right in the beginning. Sheshmaisa asks that this Taishvist is a Sphira to a Gemara. The Gemara in Kedushin, that's Lamites, it talks about Arla. Okay, we're going to get to Arla later, I think, on this back. Arla is one of these three Anah. What's the good of Suffolk Arla? So if it's Suffolk Arla, you know it's Israel, Suffolk Arla, Suffolk Arla, Suffolk Arla, Suffolk Arla. In Chutzlaret, Suffolk Arla is Mutter. Allah HaMashim HaSina. Listen to a Talmud of the Gemara introduced. The Gemara says that if you see another yid eating fish and you know it's Badai Arla and he's eating it, but to him it's Safak Arla, he doesn't know, so you shouldn't tell him. Let him eat it, no problem. He's eating what to him is Safak Arla. So the Gemara says that there's no problem, you're allowed to let someone else eat Safak Arla. The Gemara says a bigger chiddush. It says that there were Amoraim who had Arla. They knew for sure it was Arla. And they would put it into their neighbor's house, into another Amora's food bin. And later, when the neighbor would come, since they put in the fruit bin, they would give it to their neighbor, give them a bowl of fruit. And the fruit would be Arla. But the neighbor would assume it's regular fruit, which is Suffolk Arla. And he would eat it. And it says that that's Mutter. Look at him in the Suffolk way, the Gemara's Lashon. If you're allowed to give another yid something you know is Vade Arla, but since to him it's Suffolk Arla, it's therefore. It's you're allowed to give it to him. Tremendous chiddush. The shverikai in the chiddush itself will leave when we learn kedusha. But the shoshmaita asks, that's good, the one who gets the arla, he's allowed to eat it. Him it's Suffolk arla. But the one giving the arla, he's having hamara from the arla. He's giving it to someone else. The person is going to be massive tithe to him. How could you give the arla? Giving the Arla should be Arthur, because Taisha says you're not allowed to give Arla, you're not allowed to give Yisrael Anah. The giver is having Anah, because he's giving something, which to him, he knows it's Yisrael Anah. So how could the giver give? That's the kasha that Yishev Shmai says, yes. I'll repeat the Yishev Shem tomorrow, I'll mention it, we'll speak out of Teres.